The issue facing the World Trade Organization this week was also political, but it also may have a major economic impact around the world. It's a preliminary decision, but if it stands, it could mark the beginning of the end of government subsidies paid to America's 25,000 cotton farmers and to farmers growing other crops in the United States and other wealthy nations. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The details haven't been made public yet, but the preliminary ruling is a huge victory for Brazil. In 2002, it filed the case, complaining that lavish payments to U.S. cotton farmers had distorted world trade by spurring excess production and contributing to a global glut, which drove down prices and hurt Brazilian cotton farmers. The WTO panel agreed.
This is probably the blockbuster ruling of the WTO so far.
Gary Huffbauer is a trade expert with the Institute for International Economics.
Its ramifications are potentially enormous because what it does is call into question any subsidy that distorts prices or distorts production in a way that might harm the trade of other countries.
Huffbauer says the ruling could affect hundreds of thousands of farmers here and millions worldwide. Payments to wealthy country farmers can exceed $300 billion a year, according to the World Bank. The bank and aid groups say cotton offers a glaring example of how these subsidies can cripple poor countries' economies. Phil Bloomer, head of Oxfam's Make Trade Fair campaign, says cotton is West Africa's most important cash crop.
Farmers in West Africa are very low-cost producers of cotton. They are, in fact, some of the lowest-cost producers in the world.
But he says they can't compete against U.S. farm subsidies. He says U.S. cotton farmers can get paid far more than their crop is actually worth. So when prices plummeted between 1999 and 2002, they just kept on planting, forcing prices below the cost of production even in West Africa.
What that meant for these 10 million farmers living on less than a dollar a day is that they were taking their kids out of school. They couldn't get three meals on the table for their families. These are the kind of real consequences of unfair trade around the world.
U.S. trade officials and farm groups disagree with the WTO's preliminary findings. They contend the payments to U.S. cotton farmers were legal and that they didn't cause the glut. They blame other factors, including a spurt in the production of polyester, which reduced demand for cotton. Chief U.S. agriculture negotiator Alan Johnson says U.S. farm programs won't be affected by the ruling anytime soon.
If the final report doesn't address our concerns, we will appeal, and then that process will take quite some time.
Johnson says he hopes this case doesn't unleash an avalanche of similar legal challenges.
If this did prompt litigation after litigation exercise, I think it'd be very unfortunate because I think we are on the cusp of making some real progress through negotiation that litigation will never be able to achieve.
Johnson says the U.S. has already offered to slash its subsidies if other countries do the same. Texas Democrat Charlie Stenholm serves on the House Agriculture Committee.
We're not going to unilaterally disarm the European Union that subsidizes 3-to-1 more than the United States. They've got to make some changes.
Stenholm says other barriers, including high tariffs in the developing world, need to come down too. But Oxfam's Phil Bloomer thinks the ruling will give developing countries more leverage in global trade talks, which have deadlocked over agriculture.
This ruling will send shockwaves, not just through the United States Agriculture Department, but also through the European Union and Japan. It demonstrates that the World Trade Organization, warts and all, is able to seriously address the interests of developing countries.
And although the ruling is preliminary, William Gillen, an attorney for the Cotton Council of America, fears the U.S. may not have a lot of wiggle room.
Traditionally in the WTO, panel decisions are normally not overturned on appeal.
So negotiating a way out of the problem will become all the more urgent. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.